Molly Payton is with us from the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau this morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, how nice to see you. Going to be a busy, busy spring and summer for you, isn't it?
It is, and it finally feels like spring outside this morning.
I know. Well, wait till later in the week.
I know.
But yeah, we could see some, actually get some rain, which would be good too. I know you don't want to rain out any of your events, but coming up this weekend, you start things off here, don't you?
Yeah, the spring starts off busy. Saturday, the YMCA has their Healthy Kids Day. Elvis tribute show at the Fremont Opera House.
Yes. I had to do that, sorry. And a busy weekend at the soccer club. Man, that brings a lot of people to town.
It sure does. This weekend, it's the annual Andrew Martinez Memorial Tournament, and we'll see players as far as Kearney, Grand Island, Lexington. So they're going to be coming from across the state.
Well, we have such a great facility to host things like that. And maybe talk about how Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau is involved in each one of these. I mean, people, do they approach you with, hey, we've got an event. Is there a way you can help us? Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, so we can help in a couple different ways. We have our community calendar on our website that we are able to help promote their events. Another opportunity as well are our grant applications. So we've got our improvement fund grant, and that's more, you know, improving the facilities or building the facilities. Also, we have our sponsorship grant where we're able to help sponsor some of these events and, you know, make those events bigger, help grow them, use them for marketing funds, whatever the individual event feels is the best fit.
Do you feel like you get enough people applying for grants, or you could always use more?
I think we could always use more.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great resource that we're available for, and it's not a too intense grant application process. You know, 4 to 6 pages generally.
Oh, well, that's not bad. You just need to give some details on your event, right?
Yep. Give the event details, what you plan on doing, you know, try to have a good estimate of how many people you're going to be bringing into the area.
Okay. The next weekend, you have a kind of a neat event. It's called Chalk the Park. Can you give us more on that?
Yeah, so that's at the John C. Fremont Park. City Parks and Rec is hosting that. It's the 28th of April from 1 to 3. You know, you'll be able to do some chalk art. There's going to be a bounce house, and as long as the weather's warm, the splash pad will be open.
Oh, that'll be good. It got to be good. Coming up on the May 4th, which is that a Saturday? I think it is a Saturday. 505 has a special event, don't they?
Yes, they are having their 505 Fest. So if you remember their Oktoberfest last fall, kind of similar to that, they're going to close off part of the street where they'll have outside activities, games, live music, food trucks, and of course, their beer.
Yeah, if you've ever held a beer mug out in front of you for as long as you can, I'm sure that'll be one of the contests, a full mug. Yeah, that's not easy. So if you've got strong forearms, you might want to show up for that for sure. A unique event. This has happened a couple of years, I think, now up in Scribner, coming up on May 18th.
Yes, it's their third annual Scribner's Battle of the Bulls, and that's held at the Scribner Fairgrounds. Gates open at 6 p.m., and the tickets are at the gate and $10 a piece.
Okay. And another one here in May, Midland University, wow, 140 year celebration coming up. That's really cool. Tell us a little bit more about how you're involved there.
Yeah, so we help sponsor this event, and they're going to bring in a lot of their alumni for their 140 year celebration. They're going to have the Nebraska All-Star Rock and Roll Band, food, and auction. And their goal for this is to raise $140,000 for scholarships.
Oh, nice, nice. Recently, we did learn more about the Fremont Creative District, and seems like that group is really becoming more active and received a pretty good amount of money, didn't they?
Yes. With partnership with the City Parks and Rec, the Fremont Creative District received a $400,000 grant, and that's going to be used to construct an amphitheater and public restrooms in John C. Fremont Park.
Much needed, that's for sure.
It will be awesome. Great for concerts in the park and many other events.
Yeah, and then I don't know if other people would be able to maybe host events then too.
Yes. Yep, they will. They'll just have to get in touch with the city Parks and Rec.
Nice. Nice. I'm not sure the timeline on that. I don't know if it's been decided yet, has it?
No, the first step is to, you know, work with all the appropriate people and pick out the best location in the park, what works logistically and everything, and within 2 years it should be finished.
Oh, good. Good deal. That's something that's been talked about, oh my gosh, I think since I started at the stations. Yeah, we need to do something in that park. And I think it was attempted at one point, but then kind of went to the back burner again, and then now it's back, and looks like it's definitely going to happen. So looking good. I like that. All right, Molly, anything else?
Nope, that is all I have. But if anybody has any questions, you know, you need your event posted on our community website, or if you have questions about grants, you can reach out to me. Best way is maybe you shoot me over an email, and that's molly@visitfremontne.org.
Oh, that's way easier than like Dodge County Convention and Visitor Bureau.com.
Right, that's a long one.
Thank you. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.